afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A historical site along the Trail of Tears has been designated as Tennessee's newest state park. Located in Meigs County, the park honors the thousands of Cherokees who were forcibly removed from their homelands. Tommy Wildcat, a member of the Cherokee Nation, was at this week's dedication ceremony.
It's very important because it tells a story of the tragedy, of what the Cherokees as well as the other tribes went through, so that we don't forget. It's part of U.S. history as well as letting people know about the Cherokees and the heritage culture and what happened during that time.
Named the Cherokee Trail of Tears State Park, the site is near Blythe Ferry on the Tennessee River. This is where thousands of Cherokee and Muscogee Creek people lived in harsh conditions before being forced to march to present-day Oklahoma. Previously, the site was a county park. Upgrading it to state park ensures greater protection of cultural and educational resources. A state law taking effect later this year will bar doctors from asking minors questions about their gender without parental consent. A new report from the Tennessee Equality Project and the Human Rights Campaign says that amounts to medical censorship. They say the law will limit medical providers from asking questions that help them fully understand their patients and provide appropriate care. They also underscore that asking somebody about their gender identity does not cause them to become transgender. Further, the report states physicians can be the only safe place for open conversations about gender and sexuality. 44% of trans and gender nonconforming youth across the country are not out to their parents, according to data from the Trevor Project. The report points out that state law currently allows doctors to screen LGBTQ youth for high-risk behaviors, saying those screenings could be scuttled by the new restriction. The groups conclude the state should expect, quote, costly and protracted litigation. Southwest secured the metro permit needs to build a new lounge at the Nashville International Airport. That appears to be one of the last items to check off before starting construction, the Nashville Business Journal reports. Southwest has never operated lounges like the pricier airlines. This reflects the pivot away from being seen as a budget option. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.